Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, investing for retirement, career development, and self-determination. We exercise with those who want to exercise, and we also offer nutrition classes with the help of some of our community partners. We are all about entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy. We are dedicated to making a difference. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. So good evening and welcome to our show tonight. I'm so excited to be with you. And it is Women's History Month. So we are celebrating women all across the country, all over the world. And this year's theme for Women's History is providing healing, promoting hope, and breaking bias. And so we are here today to celebrate all of those women who are making a difference, who are life changers, who are providing guidance for our young ladies. And we are just ecstatic about this month, but not just this month. We celebrate women 365 days a year. President Joe Biden has declared March 2022 as Women's History Month in a proclamation. And he stated, "This Women's History Month, as we reflect on the achievements of women and girls across the centuries and pay tribute to the pioneers who paved the way, let us recommit to the fight. And help realize the deep American vision of a more equal society of every person, and that they all have a shot at the American dream," he said. "In doing so, we have advanced economic growth, our health and safety, and the security of our nation and the world." And that was from President Joe Biden. And so now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring to the microphone my partner in the business, Ms. Veronica McMillan. Good evening, Veronica. How are you?
Good evening, Francine, and good evening, those of you all who listen to us every Thursday night. It's a rainy night here in the Hampton Roads area, but it's a good night all together.
Absolutely. I was just telling the audience about the proclamation that Joe Biden had put out for Women's History Month for March 2022. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really interesting that he had to do that. But, you know, it's just exciting that he even wants to do it, that he is acknowledging women and all the work that we do, and especially those in the caregiving industry, the health industry.
Mm-hmm.
We know that mental health and those fields and physical health, and not just for women, but for the countless individuals, men and women and children, who need this help from these women who are working tirelessly through this pandemic on top of everything else, still choosing to be a public service. And then to women like you, Veronica, who have started nonprofits, who are helping others to grow and to flourish, and not just now but for years to come, and building generational wealth through what you do. So I'm very excited to always be in your presence, and I just thank you for all that you do. So I want to applaud you.
Thank you so much, Francine. Kudos
so
to
welcome.
You and the same back at you.
You're so welcome. And just the past few years, it has been an emotional roller coaster ride, and it has taken a physical toll on not just women, but everyone, but women in particular, because we had to shift from being working moms going out to work to being at-home moms who now had homeschool children that we had to school and still take care of our household. So we had many hats to wear. And I know, Veronica, you have a wonderful program that I want you to share with our audience tonight. So since you're helping these families to have a place to bring their young ones that they can be taken care of after school. So would you tell our audience about your program?
Yeah, Ms. V's after-school program, and thank you, Francine, for mentioning it, because I was like, what is she talking about? I was trying to make that, trying to make the connection. You know, I do so much, but all with the mission of our organization, because our organization is really about educating, equipping, and empowering nonprofits, and now some small businesses, especially those who are in the child care business, to empower them to have, you know, sustainable business, strong businesses. And so I'm sort of kind of stepping back into my life because years ago, I thought that's what I was going to do. I thought I was going to be in the early childhood field forever because I started off way back in the 80s and getting a degree in early childhood education. And then going on over to ODU, and I thought it was going to be special education. I thought I was going to be a teacher, all of that stuff. And so I, you know, gathered lots of experience on the way. And then, of course, in 92, all the way through to 2000, I had a home full-day daycare center and got out of it for a while. But then I saw the changes that was coming in the early childhood field, and I wanted to be able to help kids because, again, at the college level, what I saw was my students were struggling so bad in introductory orientational courses and stuff, and we found that they just didn't have those foundational skills. So they ended up in developmental courses, my college students, the first year or two when they start off college, which then delays, you know, you getting into your core courses. So I just started thinking again, wouldn't it be great to just do something to enhance what kids do when they get out of school and have not necessarily school again, but have a educational environment that was fun. It was exclusive because we only deal with small number of kids. We don't have a large number of kids. I didn't want to do that. I really wanted to really focus in on fun and education, so we created the Miss B's Math and the Arts After School Program, and it really is for those kids who are coming out of school coming after school between grades 1 through probably about 6th grade, because they're about 11 years old when they get to 6th grade. So basically we just have this program that really focuses in on mathematics, because we know kids need that, and then we focus in on the arts, and the arts is dance, drumming, all those kinds of things, and then that creative, the arts, you know, being able to really do expression in terms of their drawings and things of that nature. And so we're just building that. We only have 3 kids right now. Our goal is 6, and so you know, it's a program to enhance what they already are experiencing in school, but take it to the next level for it being fun and focus on math, because we know that kids struggle, especially when you see, you know, in the early years, if they don't get the foundational or fundamental skills down, they struggle through the rest of it. And so I just chose math as a way, because we use math in everything that we do. We don't see that, but we do use math in everything that we do. And so that's what we're doing. As I said, we launched it in February. We have 3 kids. We'll add 3 more. We run on that same schedule that the school runs on. We go from September to June, and then we take our break, and we'll start again next September. So right now we're you know, 1 month in, into, I think it's the 14th of March would be 1 month. So that's a little bit about Ms. D's after-school program. And thank you so much, Francine, for giving us a shout-out.
Absolutely. Because women, as women, you know, we're mothers and grandmothers and we're self-employed. We are, you know, we own businesses. We're entrepreneurs. And, again, so many hats that we wear. And so sometimes people just don't know where to go to get help. And so that's why I love the radio show, because we can just talk about what it is that we have to offer, and then hopefully even the person that may be listening may not need it, but they can tell somebody else about some of the wonderful things that are being done, which is so, so important. And our listening audience is growing, and I'm excited about that as well. And so as women, we have our own unique stories. And I'm putting you on the spot again, Veronica, because I know that you are now a published author. And tell us a little bit about that story and how it all got started and where you are now.
Yeah, the backstory is another one of the co-authors in the book called Forces of Change put out on a Facebook page, I think probably about, let's say, 4 or 5 months ago, wanting to get nonprofit stories from nonprofit leaders. And so basically it connected, and six or seven other author nonprofit leaders connected, and she told us, kind of said, this is going to be an anthology. You're telling your story about how you got into the nonprofit world. And so the six of us kind of came together based upon this young lady's vision of what she wanted to do in nonprofit leaders telling their stories. And I initially, I think it may have been probably about 7, 8 years ago, started a book with a young lady. It didn't go well because she ran off with my money. She ran off with some of the materials that I had, and I was like, I'm not doing this ever again. But when this came up, and basically she was asking for nonprofit stories, it really, really, really kind of reignited in me that desire to do a book and helping nonprofits understand what it means to be a nonprofit. And so my portion of the book is called The Seed, and it really is talking about my story as a little girl. As I told you before and told the audience before, and you and I've had this conversation, entrepreneurship has been in my blood from a little teeny little girl to this point now. And so that's kind of how it happened. When she put that out there, several of us kind of sent back, you know, hey, we're interested. And it just kind of it grew from there, and now we have the Forces of Change, an anthology of nonprofit leaders in the area telling their stories about, you know, how they started their nonprofit business, what was the why behind their nonprofit business, and that's what that book is about. It's a small book, but I think impactful and powerful. Even when I did not know all the stories of all the ladies, and I was reading one of the stories of the co-authors in the book, and it literally brought me tears to my eyes about her story of her daughter and how it was her daughter's death that caused her to start her foundation. And it's just a wonderful anthology. I love it, and I'm not just saying it because, you know, I'm a co-author. I'm saying it because it is real stories, and people are telling their why they got into the nonprofit world. And so it's a really small book, but it's a powerful book. So, yep, and then we're doing a book signing on the 19th of this month over at the Kroc Center, just to promote the book and let people come by and we can sign and do all that. So I'm happy about that, Francine, and that sort of kind of ignited in me. I have another one in mind that I would just – it'll just be mine. And so I'm working, you know, on that as – not working on it, but my ideas are swirling around in my head about that. So, yeah, so that's a little bit about that book.
Okay, great. And we actually have a visitor tonight online with us, and they have their hand raised. So I'm going to open the mic and see who we have hanging out with us tonight. Good evening, caller. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. My name is Joe. I saw the show, so I thought I'd chime in.
Oh, thank you, Joe. We appreciate you being with us. And please come back and visit us again. Is this your first time listening to our show?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay,
you,
great.
Yeah.
All right, well, I enjoy the show, and we're going to get back to our conversation. So thank you so much.
So wait a minute. So you just opened up my line to find out my name. You don't want to know what I want to talk about with the show?
Our show is to talk about the topic that we're talking about tonight, which is Women's History Month. And
yeah,
so
I know.
Sometimes we have callers. Did you have a question?
No, but I do have a question. Okay, I saw the description. I read some of the description page. And you seem to be having the agenda of helping women, primarily financially, entrepreneurs, things like that. Am I right?
Yes, sir. You're right.
Okay. Will you ever have topics on your show about how women can improve themselves in terms of being better girlfriends and better wives?
Now, what we do is we have all kinds of conversations, so I don't know if that would be one of our topics in general, but we do give different aspects of life and about women in general. And because it's Women's History Month, we've been talking about that and celebrating women. So our topics always change. So come back and visit us again. Yeah, because we might be talking about that. Okay?
So in other words, it's not a priority. Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay. So we had a visitor tonight, Veronica, so which is awesome. So we want to thank Joe for chiming in tonight. And so we're going to get back to our topic. And it is also the month of March, and the month of March has a lot going on in it. It's Women's History Month, but have you ever heard the saying, marching to the beat of the drum, Veronica?
Yeah, I have. I probably have said it. You know, I probably have said, you know, marching to the beat of my own drum or somebody else's drum.
Yes.
I'm not sure. Yes, I
mm-hmm.
have.
Yes. And so today I was on doing another engagement, and they asked me for a theme for the event, and it was called Marching to the Beat of Your Own Drum. And so the funny thing about that is you can take it one way or the other, because sometimes when you're marching to the beat of your own drum, it's all about you, and it can sound like you're selfish. But then on the other hand, if you're marching to the beat of your own drum, it can also be healthy. And so I wanted to talk about that healthy aspect of that. And so in life, mm-hmm. we look at where we are and what we're doing and where we're going, but we always have to keep in mind that if we're not doing things that don't bring us joy or make us happy or not exciting, then why are we doing it? So your own drum beat inspires you to do things your way. And again, somebody may think that is selfish, but you know what? You would feel a whole lot better if you would march into the beat of your own drum, because it definitely is healthy. And it's also a way for you to fully understand who you are as a person. And then you teach other people how to treat you. And so to walk the same beat from the time we were little girls, like you just talked about, which I thought was so a good segue in talking about your story about, you know, you've been an entrepreneur since you were a little girl, so you've always walked to your own drum beat, which is awesome. And so especially when we're walking through life, we have to really make sure that we march on and keep moving forward, and we do it with style and with grace and with authenticity, because that's so important as well. So, Veronica, I'm going to let you talk a little bit about that and what it means to you.
Yeah, when I hear the statement marching to the beat of your own drum, I think of rhythm, and you know, and I think of the rhythm of life. I think of the drum being an instrument, and I think sometimes when we think about instruments, we can think about the tools, the gifts that God has given us to use, and then basically doing it creatively and being able to be authentic to yourself. Because that's what dance does, or especially when you hear a drum beat or something. It's just crazy that you said it, because the drum is one of my favorite instruments. The beat, the rhythm of all of it, I absolutely love it. And then we can think about heartbeat and all of that stuff. And so I think for marching to the beat of your own drum, it's just really, really taking the necessary steps that you need to take so that you can do whatever it is creatively that God has put you here to do, and doing it in a way where it could be music to others' ears, it could be music to your life. And drumming is also that, you know, that basically calling people together, because in Africa that was a way that people connected. They had different drum beats and sounds. And so for me, it really is that rhythm of life. What am I doing? How am I engaging in the concert in terms of all of us having different instruments and bringing that instrument, you know, to bear, like conversating and talking and singing and all of that stuff. And so it's so important. So that's how I sort of kind of see it, Francine. And as I said, the drum, I almost got choked up that time. The drum is one of the instruments that I absolutely love. I love the beat of a drum, and I think that that's so important when we as women, I think the caller was talking about relationships, women's relationships or what have you, the importance of us having balance in our life and having love in our life so that we're doing it so that it makes sense and that we can live harmoniously with each other. So that's sort of kind of what it means to me, Francine.
Absolutely, and I agree 100%, because it has to be about being your authentic self. And it is the way that you want to do it, because you're being honest with yourself, and then if you're honest with yourself, you're honest with others. And I was in that last meeting that I was in, one of the ladies said that she is a people pleaser. And so many times she doesn't march to her own beat. She gets in step and in line with other people, and that can take you to places that you don't want to go. So you really have to watch your steps and you watch your beat. And so now that she is aware of that, I hope that, and she's a young lady, so, and she's still learning life, and so I hope that she will find the courage to march to her own beat and not try to please everybody else, because that's what we do sometimes as women, you know, because we don't want to hurt people's feelings, and we don't want to, you know, make people not like us, you know. So if you're sitting in a meeting, and only the example I can think of, and somebody is saying something that you totally disagree with, but you won't say anything because you don't want to, you know, ruffle anybody's feathers or hurt somebody's feelings. And I have learned, Veronica, and it's a way to do it and still be nice about it. And you don't have to always come across as angry and as bitter, but to teach people how to treat us. If you're being mistreated, even in a general conversation, and you don't say anything, then that person that's speaking will think that you're okay with what they're saying. And there is a way to say what you need to say and still have a smile on your face and still be authentic and be who you are and be honest about who you are. And the other thing I like about the drum is the liberty. Marching to the beat of your own drum is often stress-free. It lets you, when you start beating on the drum, because I love drums too. I have a drum set. Full disclosure, right? We have a drum set, and when I first, we bought it for my son, and I thought, I was like, oh, my God, he's going to be banging on these things, and he's going to drive me crazy. But when my son picked up those sticks in his hand, and he started to beat, he had his own rhythm from day one, and he still plays drums today without any training, and then he has the drums that he beats with his hands as well. So marching to the beat of your own drum is often stress-free. It lets you extend yourself and be compassionate about who you are and acceptance of who you are as well. And it's okay to be. It's okay to change. It's okay to just be okay. There is freedom in not having to keep up with everybody else, the Joneses and the the Browns and the Allens and the Kardashians and all of these people, mm-hmm. and even your brothers and sisters, you know, it's just okay. And the stress of measuring up falls away when you turn up that beat and you march your own way. So I was just, yeah. when I was reading that today, it just touched my soul, and I was like, I got to share this on my radio show, you know, about the beat of your own drum. And this month of March, so many things are changing. We're trying to open the whole world back up. And then on the flip mm-hmm. side of that, there is a war going on in Ukraine and Russia, you know, and the yeah. gas prices are going up. But if we stay centered in who we are, because if God mm-hmm. allows you to get a car, he also will allow you to put some gas in it. It might not be as much gas yeah. as you normally would put in there, but you're right. still going to be able to put gas in it, and you're still going to be able to go to work. And then the other thing, and I was thinking about this today, too, is for the women, and not just the women, because men can work from home as well. I don't want to sound like I'm just harping on women. And so men can work from home as well, is that we now know we can work from home. So if the gas prices get too extreme, I'm believing some bosses are going to be saying, y'all just stay home because
right.
your paycheck ain't enough yeah. to cover your gas to come to work. And we know that it can work. But look at how God works things out, you know. Because
yeah.
many years ago, they told us we couldn't work from home. You had to come into the office and do that. So I just want everybody tonight to have your own drum beat. It doesn't have to be
mm-hmm.
like mine. It doesn't have to be like Veronica's. Just I invite you and encourage you to keep marching. I want you to hold your head up, shoulders back, and rock in your own beat. And Veronica, we got about 4 minutes. So I want you to tell everybody how they can get in touch with you and if they need more information about Ms. V and if they need more information about anything that you're doing, they how do they get in touch with you?
Surely. Certainly, they can go to our website to get more information about the Micro Nonprofit Network. There you'll find at www.micrononprofitnetwork, all one word. And then certainly you can email me. There on our website is our contact information to call or what have you, because, again, we are trying to have serious inquiries only. Unfortunately, when you put yourself out there like that, you get those who are special, and then they don't mm-hmm. have the same type of agenda that you want in terms of the mission and the vision of your organization. So definitely for them that want to contact me, they can certainly just go to our website at micrononprofitnetwork.org, and they can get our email from there. They can get our telephone information from there. And that's how they can stay in contact with us. And we look forward to hearing from our listening audience and look forward to those who are interested in nonprofit organizations. So that's my spiel for tonight, Francine.
Okay, thank you so much, Veronica. And if you would like to get in touch with me, you can go to icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. You can contact us there. It will prompt us that you have a question. Put your question in there, and we'll definitely get back with you. We love hearing from our audience, and we thank our listeners for stopping by and hanging out with us and asking questions, because that's what we're here for. So we really appreciate you. And, again, our show is growing, so we're really excited about that. And so we're going to wrap it up tonight, and we want to, again, celebrate all women who are listening to the show and then the men that they love, because we always have to put that in there, who support them, and we are just excited to be with you. And so anything else, Veronica, before we go?
Nope. I thank you for the show, and celebrate with everyone for this Women's Month. So take care, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. So we are going to, we got about 60 seconds, so I want one last thing. Doubt yourself and you doubt everything you see. Judge yourself and you see judges everywhere. But if you listen to the sound of your own voice, you can rise above doubt and judgment and you can see forever. And that's by Nancy Lopez. And so we just want to leave you with that. Have a good night. We'll be back next Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we look forward to hearing from you. So thank you so much for listening to our broadcast, and come back again and join us next week. Take care now. Bye-bye. You have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host, Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. We hope that you will come back next week to share another 30 minutes with us. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.